Were there adjustments made? I guess the assumption being there was some big time speech at halftime.
Well, not really. It wasn't really a lot of adjustments. It was more just our play, you know, just making plays and being in the right spots and doing our job. And once we did our job, everything came down, I guess, for hand. But at first, you know, it was just kind of like we was a little sluggish, wanting to make the plays we should have made. After we rubbed it off, we got back to the defense we wanted to play.
How about getting that win? That's a tough place to play, and to put the offensive and defensive display you guys did as a team was a pretty good effort.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Every win counts, you know, whether it's Kansas City or whoever. You know, we got to get every win we can possible to lead us into a good season. So, you know, having a good win on the first game is good, but, you know, having a win period is fine.
Game like that, you come home, road game, big game, opener. You've been through a lot of these. You're tired, I know. But do you still peek at the Sunday night game with the guy playing, or a lot of guys playing that you're going to see Monday night?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely watched the Denver game. I think everybody probably did watch a little bit of the game. You know, just getting a little pre-scouting, just seeing what they got and seeing who they who they relying on. Everybody know who their quarterback is. You know, just seeing what else they got besides him. I watched a little last night, I can't lie, you know, when I was out to dinner. So it's what you do. I mean, you're a football player, but also it's a job.
What do you think you guys did well yesterday defensively, and what do you think you need to correct for Monday night?
The slow start was bad, but I think us coming out of the second half and playing good as a defense really was something I was glad to see. You know, even though we started off slow, we didn't continue to, play that way the rest of the game. We came out of the second half with a lot more energy and a better defensive mindset. And I think we played well the second half, but I think we need to play a whole game like that and compare it to just a half.
It seemed like when you got him down, there was a little bit of a killer instinct there on the defensive side of the ball, too.
Oh, no question. That's what we got to have. I mean, I think we've been lacking that before. Sometimes we'll have people down, but we can't really finish them. I think it's something that we got to work on. Like I said, I think the slow start kind of messed us up, though. But besides that, I think the second half was good. And when we got on top, we got on top. That is something we got to continue to do. But like I said, it can't be a late in the game type thing. It's got to be a whole time game thing.
Pretty nice sitting there watching the offense go on drives like, you know, whatever it was, 8.5 minutes plus. Or
yeah, like I said, the offense was on. It was on key from the beginning of the game. You know, it just took us the half to catch up. And, you know, even the special teams was playing well. The special teams guys playing well. Offense was playing well. We was kind of hindering. You know, we made the game closer than it should be in the first half. You know, I think we didn't have a stop in the first half. And second half came up, we got our first stop, and I think it just everything just came back. Like I said, it was mostly us, not them. And, you know, I tried to my teammates there in the locker room, I think everybody kind of saw after we stopped the first time, we go, okay, we can do this, and we start playing like we should play.
Smitty talks a lot about empty yards. You guys gave up 393 yards with 24 points. Do you look at that as, were a lot of those empty yards?
Oh, definitely. A lot of them was at the end of the game, a lot of them was that big run they had. If you take the big run out and I guess it's called the junk yards they got at the end of the game. You know, even the touchdown, you know, the game's pretty much over with, but it's still yards for us. And putting yards in the book, you take those yards out, you know, it's probably not as bad as it looked. But, you know, it's still something that goes in the game. So, you know, it's just something we got to work on, try to get them out to field a little more and stop the explosive run, explosive passes.
John, you faced Peyton before. How do you kind of stop somebody that's got such a quick release?
You don't really stop them. You know, you try to maintain and you try to put as much pressure as possible. And, put all your confidence in your cornerbacks back there to do their job also. You know, my job, I already know my job is to get to the quarterback and put as much pressure, apply as much pressure to make them, I guess, as uncomfortable as possible. And their job is to try to make the receivers, cover them as long as they can until we get to them. So, you know, it's a team thing. It's going to be a team thing against Peyton. It's not just one thing you can do to stop him. Everybody knows that he's a seasoned vet, what, 4-time MVP. I mean, it's no game when you come to him. You know, you already know what you're getting into when you play him.